From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Arbitration Court dismisses China's territorial claims in the South China Sea. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration says China has no historic title to the large maritime region. The ruling answers a complaint brought by the Philippines in 2013 that accused China of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea with its aggressive actions on the Scarborough Shoal. Paul Reichler headed the Philippine legal team.
It's not just the Philippines that wins from this decision. It's also Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, and other states with coasts along the South China Sea, which have legitimate claims under the Law of the Sea Convention to 200-mile exclusive economic zones, just like the Philippines.
Chinese President Xi Jinping rejected the ruling. President Barack Obama Tuesday honored five slain police officers at a memorial service in Dallas, Texas.
We're here to honor the memory and mourn the loss of five fellow Americans, to grieve with their loved ones, to support this community, to pray for the wounded, and to try and find some meaning amidst our sorrow.
A black sniper shot and killed the white police officers last week during a protest rally. That rally was called to protest what demonstrators believe are the unjust killings of black suspects by police. Residents of South Sudan's capital, Juba, returned to the streets Tuesday as a ceasefire appeared to take hold in the city. There had been 5 days of fighting between rebels and government forces. Shoppers in the central market were confronted with a sight of looted stores and sharply hiked prices for suddenly scarce goods. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who waged an unsuccessful presidential campaign against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, endorsed her candidacy Tuesday for the Democratic Party nomination. Sanders called Clinton far and away the best candidate and said he will do everything he can to make sure she will be the next president of the United States.
While Hillary Clinton supports making our tax code fairer and more progressive, Donald Trump wants to give hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks to the very wealthiest people in this country.
Sanders won 22 of the 50 state party primaries and caucuses against Clinton, but she effectively claimed the nomination with a string of victories over him in the country's biggest states. As pressure from European leaders mounts on incoming British Prime Minister Theresa May to accelerate the country's timetable for Brexit, the president of the European Parliament struck a more conciliatory note, calling for talks to begin after the summer and without rancor. Writing for The Guardian newspapers Tuesday, Martin Schulz of Germany said Britain should not be treated as a deserter, but quoting now, as a family member who is still loved but has decided to go in another direction, end of quote. Meanwhile, Jean-Claude Juncker's spokesman said the European Commission chief has been warned that he will find May difficult. May, who will take office on Wednesday, has said she will not initiate the exit negotiations before the end of the year. At least 20 people were killed and dozens injured when two passenger trains collided head-on Tuesday in the southern Italian region of Puglia. Police say the crash occurred as the trains were moving on a single track between the towns of Corato and Andria. A suicide bomber blew up a car near a crowded outdoor market Tuesday in Iraq. At least 11 people were killed and 32 wounded by the blast in the predominantly Shiite al-Rashidiyah district. Police were forced to shut down several major roads around Baghdad as a result of the attack. No group immediately claimed responsibility. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter met Tuesday in Afghanistan with President Ashraf Ghani and General Mick Nicholson, the commander of U.S. and international forces in the country. Carter thanked U.S. troops for their efforts at stabilizing Afghanistan and preventing the country from becoming a haven for terrorists. 1 week after the FBI recommended no charges against Hillary Clinton for her handling of emails as Secretary of State, America's law enforcement officer declined to discuss specifics of the matter on Capitol Hill. Republican lawmakers demanded answers as to why Justice Department is not prosecuting Clinton. Each time, Attorney General Loretta Lynch declined to provide them. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.